You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
We have a busy and transformative week full of planetary transits. We have a bunch going on. We have a lot of Venus transits going on, which is going to cause us to focus on relationship issues, finances, and self-worth. On top of that, there's a couple of Mars retrograde transits that are going to come up, which will bring back some themes from October, plus relationship and communication issues that have been bubbling over. Neptune goes direct this week. Help us understand why it's not okay to sweep things under the rug. And we have a ton of Mercury and Sun transits, which is going to help us in terms of our thought processes, the way we communicate and socialize with others, and our ego. Looking at the vibes on the graph, we have another one of those busy weeks in terms of vibes because we do have a lot going on throughout this week. It's not as concentrated as some weeks, but it definitely has a whole bunch going on. Romantic energy is at its peak, and it will be at its peak from the 30th till the 1st. We also have a little bit of romantic energy as we go through the weekend. This again has a lot to do with the Mars transits. It has a lot to do with the Venus transits. So we're going to have a big focal point on relationships once again. Solitude energy seems to peak and valley. There's a steady stream of it as we get from the 28th. Through the 30th, it dips for a little bit on the 30th, and then it pops right back up all the way up until the 2nd, and we have a low level of it as we go through the weekend. It is intersecting good luck energy. It is intersecting mental energy. It is also intersecting emotional sensitivity and psychic energy, and also imagination and confusion. So this could be a week where, you know, we have some decent energies, but we may need some time to ourselves. A lot of the solitude energy has been popping up because of some of the harsher energies we've had, even with one of those weeks that we've had through the month of November where it was a phenomenal week. It was still popping up because there is some stuff that's underlining that's causing us to want some space to ourselves, which makes sense. And of course, with the emotional sensitivity going on this week, we could feel more triggered than normal. The 30th all the way up until about the 2nd, that imagination and confusion is going to leave a layer of fog on certain things. So we will need to take our time and make sure we are understanding everything before we're signing on a dotted line or before we're taking someone for their word. So this will be a colorful week. Let's look at the next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. On the 28th, Mars will make a trine with Saturn. This is the second time around this one is coming up, and it's coming up from October 11th. So think back to what was going on with you around October 11th in terms of stabilizing your life, in terms of making a game plan for yourself that's going to lead you on solid ground, in terms of wanting to take actions that will help you have more stability. In this trine to Saturn is about taking the initiative needed to upgrade your life. So if there's been something that you've been trying to plan for yourself and some sort of way and it hasn't quite taken shape yet, then this could be about going back over it and seeing what else you need to do in order for it to become something solid. Mars and Saturn coming together like this is excellent for us because although we have to wait for things to take shape, at least we know they will take shape at some point. It's more so a matter of when, and that matter of when is getting through this retrograde period. So whatever it is that we need to focus on, this is going to give us the stamina we need during this retrograde to keep our eye on the prize and do whatever it is we need to so we can advance in our lives in any way we need to. This is also going to help us commit to the right things and not the wrong things. This is going to help us dial back all the unnecessary bullshit because within this energy, we're dealing with Mars in Gemini, which could be a very scattered energy, especially within a retrograde. And so with Saturn here, it's going to help you narrow down your options. It's going to help you contract. Saturn is about contraction. It is not about expansion like Jupiter. So this could help you narrow down your options so that way you're not wasting and scattering your energies on the wrong things and you're focusing on the right things. So that way you stay on track and you have that success that you're chasing. This energy will come back up one more time around March 30th. The March 30th thing is interesting because Mars will be out of its post shadow and Saturn will be out of Aquarius. Mars will be in Cancer and Saturn will be in Pisces and they will connect again in this trine. And even though it's out of the post shadow, something's going to come together as a result of this in terms of whatever you're trying to take responsible actions for to help your life and to help you upgrade so you can get to that next level in your life with a good game plan. That same day, Venus is making a quincunx with Uranus. And Venus and Mercury throughout this week, we'll see a little bit more of that stuff that they've been doing with one another. Venus and Mercury are following close together. They conjuncted it last week. They've been traveling together pretty closely for the last month. And so they're doing a little bit of a baton pass where one is making an alignment one day and the other one is making the alignment the next day. With Venus making this quincunx with Uranus, this could make us more aware of reckless behavior in relationships. This can make us aware of the fact that we may be choosing people who have reckless behavioral patterns, or it's us ourselves that are doing the recklessness in relationships. On one hand, this could be exciting in terms of the intimacy part that comes with this, because this could be just over the top like intimacy. But at the same time, there could be some extreme things that happen as a result of this reckless behavior in terms of being loose and free and then regretting it later, or pretending to be experimental just for the fact of being shocking and then just kind of just feeling more embarrassed. And the thing with this is it could come up as just either us embarrassing ourselves and realizing we need to change our behavior, or it could be someone else just kind of popping up and showing us that we don't need to be that way. But in this energy, it could be just that whole looking for cheap thrills, doing things for the thrill of it, and not really having any regard for the consequences later. So you definitely want to make sure you're not doing that, especially if you're in a romantic, committed relationship. You want to make sure you're breaking up the monotony in a healthy way. Starting fights or starting shit or doing something abrupt just to get a reaction and just to break up the monotony of it all. And also be aware of changing up your style and just going on crazy shopping sprees just because you need a rush, that retail therapy rush and stuff, that dopamine hit, because you end up buying something you don't like and you just wasted all that money. But also experimenting with your looks when we have hard Venus Uranus transits is not always advised, because otherwise you might end up with something that you don't want in terms of, you know, hair and brows or nails. I mean, nails are easier to take off. Brows take a while to grow back, and hair, you know, you don't want to keep dying it. So just, you want to be aware of that, because otherwise it could be problematic in this energy. The next day, Mercury is going to make an opposition with Mars. So Mercury and Mars have a mix of alignments going on during this retrograde, and some of these mixes have a lot to do with our temperament, how quickly we react to things, how we use our words, and if we're just belligerent in any way. This is going to only have one hit to it, since Mercury will not be in Sagittarius after a while. Venus will also have this alignment with Mars in a couple of days. Venus will also only take one hit in terms of this harsher alignment. So this alignment ties in with the square that we had with Mercury back in September. That'll also count for Venus. And the quincunxes and sesquiquadrates we've also had with Mercury and Mars. So all of these harder alignments will tie together as one big theme of really being aware of your temperament, really being aware of how you communicate with others. This could be bringing back conversations since September where just nothing got resolved or something was said in a nasty manner, and now it's coming back up to either be addressed, resolved, or, you know, could come back to bite the person in the ass or vice versa. And so you want to be aware with this energy and work through whatever you need to work through, or even if it's a situation where obviously you're not the one doing it, you're cutting someone off for this type of behavior, or you're asserting yourself. Because sometimes within this energy, it's not about having a nasty mouth all the time. A lot of the times it's learning to assert ourselves, learning to stand up for ourselves in situations where we need to use our words and we need to let people know that they can't run all over us. So this energy could be harsh in that sort of way, but it may have some constructiveness to it because Saturn is connecting to that. Saturn is still in that trine with Mars, and Mercury is going to be making a sextile with Saturn on that day. So this could lead to a constructive conversation in terms of some sort of resolution for these circumstances. This energy with Mercury and Saturn is great for being level-headed and handling things in a mature manner. So this may be helpful in terms of sorting out some of these issues. And that next day, Venus is making that opposition with Mars. And again, this ties into September themes when Venus was making a square with Mars when it was in Virgo. Any quincunxes, any sesquiquadrates that were going on throughout the month of October and things like that, a lot of this stuff is going to come up. Mars went into pre-shadow around the 3rd of September. And so some of these themes with relationships and money will come back up to the forefront that you might have thought was behind you. It happened in the past. It happened September. It happened around October. October. So this is coming back up to be cleared up. This could have a lot to do with relationship stuff in terms of irresponsibility, scorekeeping in relationships, petty behavior in relationships, dealing with people who have a wandering eye in relationships, working through manipulation in relationships, working through sexual themes in relationships. And the sexual themes could be someone who's oversexed or dealing with someone working through something where there may be a low libido issue. But in a lot of ways, this could be very uncomfortable stuff, especially due to the retrograde nature of this. And this could also bring up dissatisfaction with work life. This could bring up dissatisfaction in terms of your financial situation and wanting to work through that, or finding ways to become more responsible within that area, or looking to see whatever it is you can do to get yourself to a better place in those areas. We will keep seeing these themes pop back up in other Mars, Venus situations. The next one in terms of the square coming from this will be around February 3rd when we hit the post shadow. And by that point in time, there should be more clarity on these situations, but we will continue to see a little bit more in terms of other alignments with Venus and Mars in terms of relationships and finances. The next day on the 1st, Mercury is going to make a square. Venus is going to make a sextile with Saturn. And so that's going to be helpful in terms of grounding energy, because Mercury making that square with Neptune has a lot to do with feeling foggy. It has a lot to do with not paying attention to crucial details. And we're going to have to go really slow when it comes down to important stuff, because this energy in itself can leave us feeling very much off kilter. Our memory might feel a little shot in this energy. We could feel Mercury retrograde-y in this energy and stuff. I'm not saying we're going to have retrograde themes popping up from Mercury, but we could feel that Mercury retrograde haze that sometimes we have. Sometimes that comes in the form of mental glitches or energetic glitches and things like that, and forgetfulness. And I say energetic glitches in the sense where your energy is just thrown off completely. So this day can feel a little bit weird as a result of this. Try not to believe everything you hear. Try not to believe everything people are telling you, because this tends to bring out more dubious people. It tends to pronounce more shady people coming out of the woodwork. So we could be dealing with that. It could be a very scammy energy. So don't believe everything you're told, or people showing up in your inbox with a deal of the century, because that's just not real whatsoever. Hopefully the grounding nature of Venus making this sextile with Saturn helps in a lot of ways, because Venus sextile Saturn happens to be one of those grounding energies in terms of committing yourself to the right things, in terms of placing your focus in the right things, especially when it comes down to our love life and our financial situations. So we could feel motivated to take care of business. We could feel motivated to direct our energy in a healthy manner. We could be considering the things that bring us stability versus what's not bringing us any happiness or what's not going to work out in the long term. So this is going to be helpful for pushing us in the right direction. And we're going to need that, because other than maybe one alignment, the next 3 days, there are some harder alignments that are going on. On the 3rd, Neptune is going direct. Neptune went into its pre-shadow on March 7th, then went retrograde on June 20th. So think back to what was going on with you regarding Neptunian themes in your life. Neptune retrogrades are great for getting us to see beneath the surface. They are great for uncovering things. Unlike when Neptune is direct, where, you know, we have that haze, we have that fog, we have that sense of illusion, and we have a lot of denial. During Neptune retrogrades, we're unable to avoid that stuff. Neptune retrogrades makes us see exactly what's going on. It makes us see underneath a person's motives. It helps us shake off denial, and it makes us look at things that we've been questioning for a while as, yeah, that's really what's going on. That's really what this person is doing. So this could have been a period of coming to a place of acceptance that maybe some of the people that are around you are unscrupulous, or coming to a realization where you might be self-sabotaging, working on issues with escapism so you're not running away from emotional turmoil, finally able to take off your rose-colored glasses and see something for what it really is, or someone for what they really are, rather than their idealized version that you've created. This can show us where we've been overly sacrificial and whatever we're giving up is coming at a cost to us. In other words, where you're wanting to help people. Neptune is about sacrifice. It is about giving yourself. It is about unconditional love. And sometimes with unconditional love, it's a nice idea, but it's actually not 100% healthy, because it enables bad behavior, number one. And number two, it puts you in a position to get taken advantage of. So this could be a period where you've been realizing that, and you're setting boundaries with other people as a result, and you're setting boundaries with yourself as a result. This could have been a period of stepping away from a romantic relationship relationship that was unavailable. Neptune deals with unavailability in relationships. A lot of the times, unavailability has to do with fantasy, whether this person was in kind of like a fantasy thing or a fantasy crush or someone along those lines, or someone who was unavailable because they were emotionally unavailable, romantically unavailable because they had a relationship or things like that. Just, it makes us look at things for what they are, so that way we're not putting ourselves in those situations. This could have been a period where you're starting to believe in yourself again. This could have been a period where you're showing yourself some compassion and forgiveness for a change. Rather than being so harsh on yourself, you're giving yourself the tender love and care that you're giving others for a change, and replenishing your energy from being emotionally depleted from others taking. So it is an uncomfortable retrograde because it's extremely uncomfortable to look at those situations. At the same time, these come around so that way you're not living your life in that sort of way, and you're setting boundaries with yourself, you're setting limits with others, so that way you're inviting the right types of energies into your life that won't deplete you. Neptune leaves shadow on March 24th of 2023, so from now until then, these situations will play back around as they do, but at least it'll be done with more clarity in your situation. And speaking of clarity, that same day, Venus is going to make a square with Neptune, which is going to help us look at situations for what they are, even if it isn't rosy. Mercury made the same alignment a few days ago, and this pertains to our romantic life. This pertains to our self-worth. This pertains to job situations, financial situations. So this could be a moment where we're recognizing where we need to make changes in those areas, so that way we're not facing situations that are maybe unscrupulous, situations where we're self-sabotaging. We're awakening from a state of denial when it comes down to these situations, so that way we're not putting ourselves in these circumstances any longer. So this really could be about moving past a relationship that's not healthy for you, or seeing an unethical workplace for what it is and starting to put your resume out there, starting the process of finding a place that's healthy for you work-wise, that's going to give you the benefits that you deserve and appreciate the value you bring to their company. And with this energy itself, we start understanding the importance of healthy confidence, so that way we're able to recognize when we see these types of patterns, so we get out faster. That day is all about healing, because on that same day, the sun is making a trine with Chiron. And this means that Chiron will be going out of retrograde soon, within a few weeks. So this will stop the Chiron retrograde cycle. But this is truly about recognizing your talents and regaining confidence back in yourself. So this is going to be a day of, even though there's harder energies, it is about picking yourself back up. This is about dusting yourself off and moving forward from whatever situation you need to move forward from. This gives you the stamina you need and the confidence you need to boost yourself out of these bad situations. And it truly helps you recognize that certain things are just no longer acceptable or never were acceptable for you. So anything or anyone that undermines your confidence, this is going to help you let that type of stuff roll off your back, but also not sweep it under the rug and also not accept it if circumstances are holding you down. And that next day, Mercury's going to be in a semi-sextile with Pluto. I think I said semi-square for Venus when we were looking at this earlier, but it is semi-sextile. This energy in itself has a lot to do with dealing with strong individuals, and strong individuals that have a mouth, strong individuals that want to dominate the conversation, that want to overtalk other people. And so this day may be a day of confrontations. This may be a day of power struggles with other people, or with all the other energies we have going on, this could be a day of truth telling. This could be a day where you finally say something back to someone that you needed to tell the truth to, and assert your dominance for a change in certain situations. So obviously that's all uncomfortable. Obviously confrontational stuff isn't fun. At the same time, this may be a day where you finally throw your weight around, so that way other people aren't necessarily trying to push your limits or feel as though they can step all over you. So yeah, this is an interesting week. I would say it's mixed baggy. It's pretty edgy. It's got its sweet spots, but it definitely has its uncomfortable spots as we get to the end of the week with all the other stuff and Neptune going direct and all those squares going on to Neptune as well. So do the best you can with these energies. I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.